On with Mario Lopez.
Hey, what's up? It's Mario Lopez joining me now in studio from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Dorit Kemsley. How are you?
Hi, Mario. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for coming in. So this is your first season as a housewife. Is it everything you thought it would be, or how do you feel at this point?
I didn't really have any expectations or preconceived notions. So I think it was everything I expected it would be, and yet not at all.
Right.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah, and has it been surreal to sort of watch things unfold on TV? Are you happy with your portrayal?
Yeah, it's a little daunting and scary at times, particularly when there's drama and you're in the center of it. But equally so, it sort of comes with the territory, so I've signed on for it and I'm prepared for it.
Well, that's the thing. You sort of know what you're getting into, especially with those shows, right? And is it something that you just embraced or you try to avoid?
Definitely embraced it with open arms, for
really?
Sure. Yeah,
so you said drama, here you come.
No, not necessarily drama, here you come, but yet whatever I'm faced with, I'll deal with head on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and there's been a lot of fuss recently over this pair of panties that you gave Erica. Why won't this drama go away?
I'm asking that same question. Why won't it go away? It seems to be, you know, a hot topic that people just really want to keep carrying on.
And what happened there exactly?
Oh, you know, it was just a faux pas, a mishap, and things got bigger than it needed to be. And to try and make light of the situation, I tried to have a laugh, and the joke went wrong, basically in a nutshell.
So that's what happened. The joke went awry. Yeah,
yes.
I can see that. And Lisa and Eileen are obviously close, but do you feel that they kind of team up against the other housewives at times?
You know, they're very close. They're very good friends. I think that they share everything together, and sometimes it can feel like they're ganging up. Because they are such close friends and they sort of speak for one another, or certainly piggyback what the other one says.
Okay. Okay. And who have you become closest to from the cast?
Well, Lisa Vanderpump and I have been good friends. So our friendship is just, we were great friends to begin with and now we're best of friends. And Kyle is a new friend that I gained from the show and we've just established the most beautiful friendship.
Okay, and there's just a few episodes left this season. Can you give us a little sneak peek of what's in store? Do you know? Because with the editing, oftentimes it'll go in a different direction than what you thought, correct?
That's true. I mean, you kind of have a gist, you know, having lived the season, I kind of know what's to come in the next few weeks, obviously, with slight changes or slight details that might be different from what I remembered.
Uh-huh.
But no, there's a good chunk of the season left. So I think that there's always drama. I don't think it would be Housewives without it.
Right.
And I think that the very end of the season, there is an eruption of drama, if you will.
Ooh.
So
who do you seem to butt heads with the most?
You know, I sort of take a little bit of a back seat from being front and center. Eric and I definitely had our moment. I think we got off on the wrong foot and, you know, we were able to put it past us. And then there's Lisa Rinna and Eden and Kyle and Kim Richards. And there's a little bit of drama that ensues there. And
how many ladies total on the
Well, there's
the cast?
Six full-time housewives. And then Eden is a friend of the housewife.
Friend, those are the best.
That's a part-time, that's a part-time gig?
It's like a part-time
yeah,
gig
exactly.
for that. It's like housewife adjacent.
Yes. It's
like, is there any drama when Mario and Courtney came and were on the show?
Got invited. That's
did.
Right. Dorit and her husband, PK. Cool guy, happened to be friends, and he invited us to, what was it? Was it a birthday? I forget the actual occasion.
PK's birthday.
PK's birthday, that's
yes.
right. All I know is that Boy George was playing.
I know.
And Culture Club was playing, which was really, really cool.
That's next week's episode.
Is that next week's episode?
It is.
Oh, God, I'm going to be on next week.
Does Mario, does he throw wine? Does he get in a fight? Is there any?
Not whilst the cameras are there.
Okay.
No.
Okay. That was after.
You should have seen when they stopped rolling.
Exactly.
It was like mud wrestling was going on. No, that was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun.
And speaking of home life, you got two kids at home.
Yes.
Right? Jagger is two and Phoenix is almost one?
Well, yeah, Jagger's almost three.
Oh, three,
and
okay.
Yeah, he's almost three and Phoenix is almost one.
Okay, wow. Yeah. So are they getting along?
WWE they get along so well. And now that she's getting to that age where they can actually play together.
Yeah.
But he's very sweet to her and she is fearless. So she's actually in control of him. She's climbing on top of him. She's definitely the bruiser.
It's
so
fun,
I don't
right?
have to worry about her. It's a lot of fun.
Isn't it fun?
Oh, it's so fun, Mario. It's the best thing in the world by far.
And is the shop closed or we don't know how we feel yet?
I don't think the shop is closed, but I think that it's kind of got that be back in 5 minutes sign.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that'll be up for a minute. Well, you kind of went back to back. So yeah, you got your hands full right now.
For sure. For sure. Yes. And my husband, he's kind of a big baby as well. So,
definitely got your hands full.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Well, speaking of your husband, he happens to be Boy George's manager.
Yes.
And have you guys been watching him, Celebrity Apprentice?
Of course.
And your thoughts so far on how he's carrying himself?
Oh, he's doing such an amazing job. And I just remember when he was going through it and he was ringing us every night, telling us about the tasks, and he had so much passion and he was so into it, and it really shows, it translates on camera. I'm so excited for him.
Yeah, no, I'm
He's
a huge fan
great.
Of him, so it's great. Hey, he lasted longer than your girl Kyle.
I know,
right?
I know. Poor Kyle. I know.
Poor Kyle.
She
out
put
of there.
Her best foot forward, but you know.
She was terminated.
She was.
So aside from doing the show, like what do you like to do in your free time? How do you like to spend most of your time?
I love to play with my babies. That is by far
your mom, right? Most important role. You don't want to do that half-ass.
No, no, of course. I mean, every mother wants to be, you know, as good of a mother as they possibly can be. And we all do our best. And particularly working moms, which I am as well. You know, you have to balance your home life with your work life.
Right.
But I always try to make sure that I've got the first few hours of the day with my babies. And any chance that I have, I always, that's my favorite thing to do by far.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. And you're pretty new to Twitter, right? You just joined in November?
Yes, for the most part.
And how long have you been on Instagram now?
Instagram, I think I've been on, I don't know, about a year or so, but I wasn't a big...
So real estate, so the whole social media thing.
Yes.
So why did you feel any pressure to join? Why were you so reluctant to join?
You know, I wasn't ever really one of those that captures moments and then posts or shares.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny given the fact that I actually opened my life up publicly.
Right. So you're going to go all in.
I know. So yeah, now I find, you know, it's a little bit easier and I've got more content to share and more people that want to see it. So.
And how do you like it so far? Do you...
Social media is a beast, you know, it can be really scary. And
don't read the comments.
I should have gave you a heads up with that
because that's just social media. It is wonderful in many ways. You can keep up with your friends, see how they're doing. You don't have to talk to them all the time, but it also is a platform for, well, you know, because you're busy.
Yeah.
You don't have to talk. You don't have to. You're doing a lot of stuff. You're busy.
Yeah,
it's
Mario,
also a platform
your
for
friends
a lot
might
of
be
negativity.
Offended
no. No. But you know, because they know I'm busy. Oh, I know what you're doing
of
because
course.
I got to keep up with you.
Of
but
course.
A lot of negativity and haters too, and
yes.
they just spew with their little egg.
Yeah.
Avatars and what have you.
I know. No, it can get
but
really...
But you got to know that comes with the territory.
It does. And I'm certainly navigating through that. It's uncharted territory, but I know it comes with the territory.
Who are some of your favorite people to follow?
Oh, my goodness. You mean like celebrities?
Sure. Well, my cousin.
I
can be anyone.
I know. I love fashion. Fashion is
okay.
such a big part. So I tend to see what's in style. I like all the style magazines and style bloggers and things like that. Yeah.
I was hoping, my cousin Jerry.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Okay.
Go ahead.
Go to karaoke song.
Definitely Like a Prayer. Madonna.
Old school Madonna right there. Okay, start slow build.
Yeah.
And then you go. All right.
Yeah.
First TV show on your DVR?
Blacklist. Wait, first TV show on my DVR, like, oh, definitely Sex in the City.
Really? But you don't have to DVR that anymore. You can get that on.
What would I do? What would
no,
I put
like,
on DVR?
Like what? You don't record shows?
Like, what's the show you can't miss every week?
No,
Blacklist.
We don't.
Blacklist. Will work.
I feel like Blacklist was probably the answer.
Yeah,
Blacklist is the answer.
Yeah,
these
Blacklist.
Aren't trick questions.
Okay.
Yeah. There is no right answer.
Yeah,
it's whatever.
No,
Blacklist.
No.
Okay. How about this one? Celebrity crush growing up.
Oh my goodness, I'm embarrassed to say, but it was Jean-Claude Van Damme.
It's a great one. JCVD. He's awesome.
Have you
my
met
God,
him?
I was obsessed. I actually have met him, but it was. Later on in life, and the crush had, you know, dissipated like 20 years before that. But I did have like five enormous posters on my wall, and I was hopelessly in love with him.
Well, biggest you and crush. I both. I had to, he was my guy, you know, that whole era, right?
So cute, so sexy.
And now I have a crush on his daughter.
Mario, I know Courtney and I like
I'm
her.
Kidding.
Right? I'm very close.
He's just prepping for when they join the show full time.
Exactly.
Time travel destination.
You mean where would I?
Where would you like to go? If you
when
go
would
back
you
from,
go?
When? Where would you go? What era for like a week to hang out?
Oh my goodness! Definitely the 20s. Yeah.
Flapper, huh?
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Or the 50s, but I love the 20s, 30s.
Okay, you
That's
like
fun.
That. Oh yeah. And last one, did you have a New Year's resolution?
I'm gonna try and make a commitment to work out more.
Yeah, you look like you stay in really good shape, so you don't work out that much?
No, I have two small babies.
Well, that's a
they
good
keep
workout.
Me fit. Yeah
they
for
keep
sure.
You fit. All right. Well, listen, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills airs Tuesdays on Bravo, and you can follow her on Twitter at Dorit Kemsley 1. Is there another Dorit Kemsley? Is
not that a real one, but
so
yes,
oh,
I think,
got
yeah.
It. A Fugazi. It's,
yes.
Fugazi.
A Fugazi.
So a Dorit Kemsley 1. Well, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks, Mario. Thanks so much.
On with Mario Lopez.